The Philadelphia judge handling the proposed settlement between the NFL and retired players with brain injuries held a hearing today in federal court, all to evaluate its fairness. WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports on the day's proceedings.
Philadelphia Judge Anita Brody was concerned enough about the initial $675 million award fund for players with cognitive impairments to convince the league to remove the cap. With that change, she granted preliminary approval. The parties returned, this time with plaintiffs and the NFL on the same side. Those opposed to the settlement say they're concerned about the limited number of qualifying conditions and award reductions with increasing age. Attorney Michael Kaplan, who wasn't involved in the settlement but attended the day's arguments, says he thinks the deal will be approved. But most football players, including those with earlier stage CTE or chronic traumatic encephalopathy, will get nothing from the settlement.
They will plateau in this earlier condition of emotional roller coaster, just going downhill. And that's where they will stay until, unfortunately, many kill themselves. Those players will never get a dime out of this settlement.
For those who are already injured, time is critical. NFL player Sean Wooden says for healthy players, it would be a reassurance.
It just gave guys like myself peace of mind and thousands of other guys, but also, you know, the guys that definitely need the help right now that could use it.
Other players have chosen to opt out, including Dion Smith, whose father John Wilbur developed CTE and would have qualified for an award. Judge Brody is expected to make a ruling in the next 2 months. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.